This is UN and Africa from the United Nations in New York. I'm Matthew Wells. In this week's programme, with thousands on the migrant trail to Europe, we'll hear about a new project in The Gambia to empower youth and create jobs at home. And find out why tuning into your local radio station can help reveal what's really going on in times of conflict or crisis. But first, food prices in some East African markets have almost doubled in the past 12 months because of an ongoing drought, an economist with the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, has warned. In FAO's latest food price monitoring and analysis bulletin, the agency reports that local prices for maize, sorghum and other cereals are near or at record levels in areas of Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, South Sudan, Uganda and Tanzania. The droughts affected the southern part of the region, but in some countries like Somalia and South Sudan, the crisis has been exacerbated by conflict and violence. FAO economist Mario Zappa Costa has been speaking to Sandra Ferrari.
The main reasons behind the current crisis, which has a regional characteristic affecting most of the countries in Eastern Africa, is the drought. The drought that affected the southern part of the region between October and December. But in some countries, the crisis is even compounded by other factors, such as conflict and violence in South Sudan and Somalia.
And what does this mean for those living in affected areas?
Yeah, the major problem that we recognize is for the access to food. Prices went almost double in the last 12 months in most of the markets, prices of cereals. So most of the households that do not produce their own food, they have to access markets and prices are very high. So their purchasing power is at lowest level. At the same time, we realized that there is a specific problem for pastoralists, because prices of livestock went down at, let's say, they are a third of what they were a year ago. So you can imagine that those pastoralists that have to sell their goats and livestock to buy cereals, now they are caught in a sort of trap. To give you an example with numbers, a year ago in some parts of Somalia, a pastoralist selling a goat was receiving the equivalent to buy almost 110, 120 kilos of maize. Now, for the same goat, he can buy only 30 kilos of maize.
What are your biggest concerns regarding the information coming from this new report?
The biggest concern is that currently now we are in the dry season in the area. So for pastoralists, there is no chance to recover because rains are expected to come at the end of March, early April. So from now onward, for pastoralists, the situation is expected to worsen gradually. But also the next rainy season, the weather forecasts are not so favorable. In some countries, we know that there is a risk of famine, namely in Somalia and South Sudan, where the drought is compounded by the problems related to conflict and insecurity.
Fostering economic opportunities for young people in the Gambia is the goal of a new initiative launched this month by the country together with the International Trade Centre, or ITC, and the European Union Emergency Trust for Africa. The Gambia Youth Empowerment Project also aims to reduce the number of young people risking their lives migrating to other countries, especially in the EU. The 11 million euro project has been described as a building block in the construction of a new Gambia, which prioritises youth, job creation and trade. The West African country recently experienced a power shift with the inauguration of President Adama Barrow following two decades of rule by Yahya Jammeh. Here's Deanne Penn.
The partners believe the four-year project will help strengthen the long-term competitiveness of Gambia's economy. Focus will be on building skills in traditional sectors such as agriculture and tourism, the main drivers of the country's development. Here's Nevin Mimica, the European Commissioner for International Cooperation and Development, speaking at the launch in the capital, Banjul.
The Gambia Youth Empowerment Scheme aims at supporting directly and indirectly about 100,000 young people. The project aims at bridging the huge gap between the demand for work and the offer. Immediate activities will include a major employers forum scheduled in the spring to engage in a public-private dialogue on jobs for youth, as well as private investment promotion in the Gambia.
The project will also promote a shift towards economic diversification, including through strengthening new sectors such as the creative and digital services industry. Arantxa Gonzalez is executive director of the International Trade Center, the ITC, a joint agency of the World Trade Organization and the United Nations, which supports small and medium-sized businesses in developing countries.
We will be working on equipping the Gambia youth with the necessary skills, the skills that are demanded by the market, the skills that would allow them to move into value-added production of goods and services. And more importantly, we will make sure that the skills are connected to the market. They translate into an income.
Among the expected outcomes is ensuring that 7,000 young people complete a technical or vocational training program or an apprenticeship. Gambia's Minister for Trade, Regional Integration and Employment, Issatou Touré, explained that some of their peers have fled the country to look for job opportunities abroad.
This is a very important project for the Gambia, particularly for the youth, because we are just emerging, coming towards a third republic, inheriting a system, an autocratic system, where the youth had no dreams. Even if they have the dreams, there was not the possibility of fulfilling those dreams. And because of that, many of them were unemployed, many of them had lost hope, many of them were really desperate and had to take on these perilous journeys of migration to other parts of the world, particularly in Europe. This has resulted in many deaths. It has resulted in actually seeing some youth in really serious mental state.
It's hoped that the project will help curb further migration flows out of the Gambia and stimulate hope among its youngest citizens. Deanne Penn, United Nations.
In times of conflict, radio unveils the realities of what's happening on the ground, according to the head of radio at the joint UN-African Union mission in Darfur, UNAMID. As part of their coverage of World Radio Day, Jumbe Omari Jumbe took a trip to a girls' school in the El Salam camp for the internally displaced. The day is celebrated throughout the world to highlight the unique power radio has in bringing people together, as well as its contribution to resolving conflicts around the globe. Solar-powered radio handsets were handed out to the students at the school by UNAMID's communications team. Here's Jumbe Omari Jumbe's report.
As the UNAMID convoy arrived at the school, it was clear that school attendants and pupils alike took the celebrations for World Radio Day at their school very seriously. Some 700 pupils with their teachers gathered in the school's compound to welcome the guests. A live band was playing at a peak crescendo, songs urging people to embrace peace and coexistence. The hosts included the headmistress and the local government administrator. The headmistress explained why UNAMID was at their school. Her words were met with loud cheers from the pupils when she mentioned there would be prizes for those who will provide correct answers to a quiz on the World Radio Day and about the UNAMID. The head of the UNAMID Radio explained why it was important to celebrate the World Radio Day. He told the pupils about radio's positive contributions in times of conflict when the first casualty becomes the truth. He said, "The theme of the World Radio Day this year is Radio is You, which is a call for a greater participation of the audience and communities in the policy and planning of radio broadcasting." The quiz, whose questions revolved around UNAMID's mandate, missions, activities, and radio programs, drew huge enthusiasm among the pupils. Some as young as 6 years old stepped forward to answer the challenge question. Solar radios, school bags, books, and footballs were given away to the extremely excited pupils. The function was fittingly culminated by an all-girls band singing a lovely song of peace, bidding us a farewell. From Al-Fashir, this is Radio UNAMID.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of UN and Africa. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Matthew Wells.